Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning? Oh, I got to go get my bulletin. I forgot my bulletin here. Excuse me. Thank you there. Well, we're celebrating Epiphany today when the wise men or the magi visited the little baby Jesus at Bethlehem. But today is also the baptism of Jesus. And I wanted to talk with you about that, okay? And here's what the gospel reading would have said if we had read this today. It says, God who said, let there be light, and there will... Oh, that's the wrong one. Here we go. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening, and he saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven and said, you are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Did you hear which water Jesus got baptized in? Which water did they use for his baptism? It was the water of the Jordan River. Where were you baptized? In a river? A lot of you were baptized right here, weren't you? Okay, so we want to talk about that. You like water? Water is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Sure is. You can get a nice cold glass of water and it's refreshing to drink. And some of you maybe take a bath this morning or last night and get all cleaned up with water. Soap and water, huh? Very nice thing. So we all smell good for each other, right? That's a good thing. And water can be very powerful too. Would you like to be, I brought a picture here. Would you like to be out in the middle of that? Why not? I thought water was a good thing. It is, but what? That would be scary out there, wouldn't it? Water can be very powerful and frightening too. Or, would you like to have water at your house like this?
No?
So, water can cause a lot of damage too, right? Remember the big flood back in the Bible when Noah was told to build an ark, right? And God sent the flood. So water is a wonderful thing, but water can also be a very powerful thing. Why don't you step up here with me? Come up here to the baptismal font, okay? And we got some water here in the bowl today. Just stick your fingers in there and feel that water, okay? And tell me, come on, can you come around the backside here? There you go. Just like I do when I baptize a baby, get your fingers in there and feel that water. What's it feel like? What's it feel like? Who wants to say? It feels cool. And what? What else does it feel like? Wet. And what else? You think it feels really cold? Do you think if we put that cold water on a baby's head, would the baby jump? I'll bet so. Usually when we baptize babies, we try to use warm water so it doesn't shock them. But that's kind of cold water, isn't it? Did you feel it? Let me here put it on your cheek there. There, you feel that? Yeah. You know what, though? Is that special water? Well, in one way, it's just ordinary water. We just got it out of the tap. But you know what? Water becomes very, very special when it's a baptism water, isn't it? Because you know what Paul said in Romans 6? He said, we were baptized into Christ. And we were baptized into his death and resurrection. So that just as Christ rose from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too can have a new life. So it's not just regular water, isn't it? This is baptism water. And when you were baptized, you were connected to Christ. Now remember when Jesus was baptized, the Father said, you are my Son, and I'm well pleased with you. Well, do you know what the Father said about you? You are my Son. You are my daughter. And because of Jesus, I am pleased with you. Jesus died for our sins, didn't he? We don't carry those sins anymore. They've been washed away like a mighty flood of baptismal water, washed away. And we are clean now in Jesus Christ because of our baptism and faith in him. So, just as Jesus was baptized, You were baptized. You belong to Him. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You today for our baptism, and that just as You were pleased with Your Son when He was baptized into Jordan, You are pleased with us by the forgiveness of sins and the washing of baptism. Lord, keep us strong in our faith all our days until we see Jesus face to face. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. You can head on back to your seats.